Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks! I didn't care for this album. It's all right, though. I mean, I'm glad you do.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It was. It just started to be that change in them that I didn't necessarily
like. Oh, the one
like.
After Nimrod was real bad.
Yeah. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:09. Several big, big things going on today. Nine closes on his house.
Hell yeah.
On your house. And then, also, what will happen first? Episode 28 of After Hours with the Rise Guys debuting, or are you signing for your home?
Episode 28 will debut before I sign to close.
Okay. And also, when I wrote this down, I misspelled that when I wrote the title. So I need to make sure that I change that.
Oh, okay.
I wrote After Hours with the Rise Guys, Episode 28, Santana Panic.
Oh, no. It's a Satanic Panic.
Satanic Panic.
About how everybody was really afraid of devil worshipers throughout the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not about Tito?
No.
Or Carlos. Neither one.
If it were about one or the other, it would probably be about Tito. No one else.
Very much so.
Or baseball Carlos?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so episode 28 comes out before 9 becomes a first-time homeowner. That was kind of a stretch. Get that one in.
It's fine.
And then Brutally Honest Music Review.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to do some open phones, too. You can call us 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774. Look at that sunshine.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice.
You look.
I am. 1-800-774-0093. Let's be honest here, because we kind of teased it a little bit. Are we going to talk about your Twitter hack thing? Because we did kind of lead that we were going to talk to that and do open phones.
You can if you want to.
What should we do first? Take calls or talk about your Twitter? Because you got fished it.
Well, I want to talk about Fat Boy's Twitter, but I mean, if we have people wanting to call in right now, we should, yeah. You know, we should.
That's what I agree with. I just don't want any. I'm trying to be the.
I know.
Because Fat Boy's going to be here till 10 o'clock ish.
9:50 probably.
9:50 today.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go to the front of the line. People call nepotism all day, but whatever. P1 Looper, good morning.
You guys should have talked about his Twitter.
Okay. All right. Put him back on hold. Yeah. Thanks, Looper. All right. So why don't we can do all of that together. You can talk about it with us, too.
Yeah, if you want.
It says you want to talk about something as well. So let's talk about what you want to talk about, and then we'll talk about what we want to talk about.
That seems fair enough.
Okay.
This is an honest question. I've driven a lot through the years, and where you rest your phone, I used to always rest it right under, in between my legs, and it would be on silent. So you'd feel the vibrations, and you would know if somebody in particular was texting or calling you.
Hmm.
Well, I don't do that anymore because it's either in a holder or I left it at home or something. It's not with me. But I have these vibrations. I call them phantom ball vibrations, where I'll reach down there to go for the phone, but there's nothing there. Am I the only one who goes through this?
I don't know, but I want you to do one thing. Let's all sit in silence and listen to them birds for a second.
Yeah,
they're
birds.
They're loud.
No, loud. Loud. No, it's beautiful. Hold on, let's listen.
That's a bluebird.
Oh, look, put a little cloud there. Put a little cloud.
That's so cool.
With phones in particular, man, back... probably early 2000s when I first started carrying a phone around in my pocket regularly.
Yeah.
I would feel the vibration when the phone wasn't even in my pocket. So I'd get it.
Okay,
but it's been years. That went away like at least 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm still having them.
Yeah.
When you say the phantom ball pains, like, so you feel like a vibration in one of your testicles. I'm not making a joke. You feel a vibration in your testicle, but there's nothing there.
I wouldn't call it a pain, but yeah, it's
a
like
vibration. Yeah.
You know for a fact that that's happening. Somebody's trying to call me or text, but they're not there, yeah. And the phone's not even on me. So
what if you got a Neuralink down there and you didn't know it, right? And you can actually talk to your junk and communicate with people?
That's awesome. God help us.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Maybe they shift. You know, they used to shift a lot growing up. Maybe they still do.
Yeah.
Maybe it's shift. The back of your hand shaking. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe someone's texting about you behind your back.
Maybe.
They say if your ears burn, somebody's talking about you.
Or maybe your phone at home is getting a call when that happens.
Yeah. Or somebody has a voodoo doll of you and they're poking it in the testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
What it is. Just, yeah. I'm going with the voodoo doll. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right. We all agree on that then.
I've been having a similar sort of, similar issue in the same region. Whenever I have any kind of pinched nerve pain, the shooting pain down the legs and whatnot, you get sometimes muscle spasm pain.
Yeah.
The muscle spasm feels like somebody taking some needle nose pliers to that region.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Now that's definitely a voodoo doll.
I'll just be walking through the house all of a sudden I'm doubled over standing on one leg, kind of posing like a flamingo.
Thank God.
Needle D pliers.
Rough.
Flaminga.
Wow. Needle nose. Oh, man.
Needle nose Ned.
Well, Looper,
Ned the head.
I would say if that continues, I'm not kidding, I'd see a doctor. You don't want to, like, go forever and then, I'm not making a joke. What if you go in there one day and he's like, hey, by the way, you blah, blah, blah. And you're like, gosh, it was like 10 years ago I had those pains. And he's like, you know, if you'd only came in then.
Right.
You wouldn't have four of these suckers now to cart around.
Somebody texted
you. You're going to grow two more.
Asking if Looper's calling from the Masters. Because the birds. Sounds like the Masters.
Looper, what's it look like? This is Ken Venturi. What's going over? What's going on Amen's Corner?
Well, it's a little slow right now. Everybody's getting their coffee, but things should pick up here in a bit. Yeah.
We got to have Looper at the Masters because it's kind of creepy.
I want Looper to be the new Jim Nance.
I'm fine to do that.
Whispering golf at me.
We can do that.
Oh, boy.
It's coming up on the 18th green.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people text in that they have similar issues with the vibration and the groin or the pocket area.
But what about, are these people men?
I think most of them are.
Okay, because I want to see.
Why does it matter?
Because, Looper, we have different parts down there, and that if a woman also got it, then I would say there would be some attribution to the cell phone.
Well, people are having it whether they carry the phone in the pocket. Or stick it between the legs. Or one guy says he has an Apple Watch and his wrist does that when he's not wearing the watch.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can you send us a video?
It sounds like radiation, I think. Now, will you send us a video? Yeah, so we can see. Does the skin move or you just feel the pain? Just look at it. It's quivering. Oh, it's crazy. That's crazy.
It's just it's a phantom minor vibration.
Okay. All right.
On the 18th, Tiger's about to hit it out of the bunker.
Wait a minute. No, Tiger just rolled over his cart into the bunker.
Tiger rolled into the bunker?
Yes, but prayers for Tiger.
My.
Prayers for Tiger. Yeah. I'm wearing, I wore red pants and a black shirt. Damn it. I did it backwards. Prayers for me. Tim?
How dare you.
Tim?
Yes.
Class is about to start, I believe. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Actually, yeah.
Class about to start.
Predicates. Yeah, I got to go do predicates. Yeah,
okay. I don't even know what that means anymore, but good luck with it. All right. Thank you.
Hey, I believe that's grammar class. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Somebody
sent a link to an article about phantom vibration syndrome. People used to have it with pagers in the 90s.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. I feel like I had it before, but I don't want to sit here and say for sure that I did. I had something the other morning the other morning it sounded like somebody was like had just dropped, you know how that thing that they do to like beat telephone poles into the ground?
Yeah.
The big old whatever they're called.
Yeah.
It sounded like somebody hit one twice, and I could feel like the pulsation in my ears. I was outside going to work.
Like a tampering pole, like you do it with the fences.
Yes.
But it was like boom, boom, two times, and the vibration was like, I heard it in my ear.
Probably got some big ones.
Oh, where else would I hear it? But you know what I'm saying. I felt it in my ear. I don't know. Maybe that's from having blue teeth back in the day.
So. He gotta have a creepy masters and have a looper.
Yeah, of course. Why's it gotta be creepy? He has a very normal sounding voice. All right, when we come back, let's find out about your Twitter and how you got hacked and how you. I don't know if that's really you or not. We'll find out.
Oh, I got a pain.
That's real fat boy. Right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
9.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action first.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:28. Do you agree with what I just said, Jim? Without saying what I just said? Do you agree?
I mean, I
how old is he?
45, well, almost 45.
When you say, okay, don't mention, when you show Fatboy the picture, we won't say who it is. When you see this guy that Nine is about to show a photo of, he's a famous guy, 45 years old, and you see this photo of him without a shirt on, tell me, can that be all natural? Can that be all natural?
I don't see how, because it might impede with that person's job.
But if it is, God, man.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say either way, because I don't possess enough knowledge to say if it can be or not.
It just doesn't look like anything that you just regular get.
I mean, that's all it is, too, is just the visual.
Yeah.
There's not much behind it.
Oh, no, it's pretty good. You ain't watched, so you don't know.
Oh, now we know who you're talking about.
Talking about
Nia Jax, ain't you?
Talking about your high.
Yeah, you are.
She ain't 45.
Well, you are.
Or a dude.
Not either. Okay, let's get back to some phones. Let's go to, you know him from certain FOF line calls, for sure. It's P1 Mother Trucker. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
How it is, sir?
It's going good. How it is with you?
Fair to middling, I would say. I mean, you know, so far so good. After 10, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, it gets a lot better after that, huh?
No, you know, used to, it was like, oh, man. Get the hell out of here. Now it's like, well, you know, what are y'all doing? What's up?
But,
what's up with you?
Yeah, I heard you talking yesterday how you miss playing games and stuff. So I don't care to win a prize. So I figured I'd call and challenge a game of What the Flick.
But you would do it for not a prize. That means you feel very confident in yourself.
Yeah, somewhat.
What the Flick?
I'd probably suck it up, but, you know.
Why are we bothering then? If you think, I mean, why would anybody, let's talk wrestling. Why would anybody order the pay-per-view if Ricky Steamboat says, yeah, Ric Flair's going to kick my ass? No, Lil Dragon's going to be there. My wife's going to be there. We're going to wear matching robes, and I'm going to kick his ass.
All the bloods.
As long as Arn Anderson and everyone stays away. All right, fine. I'm ready. Hell with it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. I think... What the flick? Thank you to everyone. Thank you. I think you should start with me, and then because I'm the worst at this game, and then if you can beat me, then we'll give it maybe a little more time. Therefore, I would need someone to shoot the idea. The game.
Okay.
Okay. Who would like to administer?
I can keep score.
Okay.
I kind of forgot.
No, when we do What the Flick.
You get paired up.
And how do we play?
Okay.
Because we had Seenman, and What the Flick is different.
What the Flick
yeah.
was where you would say one word, and you would get more points.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You would have.
Yeah.
You get to do up to five words.
Okay, you want me to get a couple together then?
Yeah, because he has to get the movies.
Yeah.
Who am I giving it to?
You have to give it to Mother Trucker, right? Because we can't give him anything. He would have to guess.
Okay. But why? Yeah, but I'm playing against him. Why would I would give him bad guesses if I want to beat him.
Yeah.
But don't you play head-to-head? You don't play head-to-head. Everybody has their own individual list, right?
Yeah.
What, am I trying to get y'all to guess the movies?
No, we're trying to get y'all to guess the movies, but the way we play isn't head-to-head. Everybody has their own individual list, whoever gets the most points. It's all coming back to me now.
Okay.
Good song.
Great song. So, Fat Boy could give me one, and then Nine, you could give Mother Trucker one. Correct? As long as they're kind of similar?
It's the only way.
Or everybody can play. I don't know. I just know I'm not very good at it. So maybe I shouldn't play at all.
It's usually head-to-head, and then, you know, there's two lists of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you like it.
I'm just coming up with a couple very basic ones.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Fine. We'll make some magic happen with this. I tell you what. If you beat me, I'll give you two of the numbers in Fat Boy's home phone number.
Lucky
I won't
you.
Tell you what slot they go in, but you'll know two of them. That means we'll only
that's
be
good enough. I mean, I might be able to figure the rest out.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I need a couple more clips for this one.
All right. In fact, I'll make it three. I'll give you the area code. How about that? That makes it that. You know he lives in the upstate now. He
does. That's right. The upstate. Yeah.
Okay, I got five clues for one movie.
Okay.
We can just do a one-off round like between you guys and see who gets the most points off of one movie, maybe? To start?
Well, you want to bring Paige into it also?
Okay. And how?
Paige, cheer me on. That's what I need. I need a conditioning
coach.
Whatever
you need me to do.
Okay.
You want me to give you one, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. First word is airplane.
World Trade Center.
Second word is bunny.
Oh, come on, Matt.
Hey, you...
That boy's got
come
it, too.
On, Matt.
Airplane and a bunny?
Airplane and bunny.
Snakes on a plane?
You can guess as much as you want.
I can.
Third word, I'm calling this one word, Las Vegas.
God. Something with Bugs Bunny.
Can I steal it?
No!
fourth word, prison.
Con Air.
There you go.
God bless. It's awful.
I wouldn't have got
that's
that.
Awful.
So good
Thanks.
For you.
Thanks.
Good for
that's
you.
Why I need
good
you because
you.
You're making me feel better about myself.
That's good for two
being
points.
So awful at it. All right, two whole points.
Yep.
All right, Fat Boy, you get to. And don't be nice. I was tough.
Man, my clues are going to be tough because you only get five. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. I mean, he is, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Baseball.
Sandlot.
No. God dang it.
What, are you mad that he's going to...
No, I mean, we'll see. That's not the one I had, but... I mean, technically, he's right.
But that's not the one you're getting at. It's just your first clue. He could.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I said world. Matt said World Trade Center. I said airplane. That technically is right, but that's not the one.
Here's this one's a two-word clue. Cornfield.
Field of Dreams?
Yeah, it is Field of Dreams. Field it. Two words. Field of Dreams, and I think you beat him.
he got 4 points. So I have two clues.
Come all on, right. Matt.
I can. I just lost. It's over.
Yeah.
Is that it?
He won.
Oh, man.
He won. All right, that's fine. That's fine.
My favorite part of this is coming up with the clues.
That's my favorite part was remembering the way to play.
I did a great job on that because I was lost.
The Fat Boy remembered there was a theme that we actually do live.
Yeah.
That was real good.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was good. All right, well, congratulations. You got some bragging rights. And then when we're able to give away stuff, We'll send you something.
Yeah,
like a cruise.
I don't need a prize.
Okay,
we're good. Just being on the radio is good enough for me.
What a pleasure! It was ours. Thank you so much. P1 Mother Trucker. Have a good morning.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's kind of energizing, though.
Yeah, they're fun.
It's kind of energizing to kind of like sit there and just say, I thought Tom and Jerry for a minute. I was like, wait a minute, that's a cat. A rabbit? God bless. Paige?
Yeah.
You saved me there. Thank you. Save us now and educate us with what's up in the Plex.
Well, I'm going to tell you how you might go on a fun trip. Maybe the trip of a lifetime. Details next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Trip of a lifetime. Where's it going to be? I've already been to Gatlinburg. We'll see what the answer, though, is next in your Rise Guys Headlines Morning.
Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
rocks. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. And this may be exciting to some of you, frightening for others. A billionaire wants 8 people to go with him on a fun trip around the moon. And applications are due in next week if you want to go. So you have till the 14th, which is next Sunday, a week from Sunday. You got to go to a website, dearmoon.earth, to apply. So there's a guy named Yusaka Maezawa in Japan. He's a multi-billionaire. And back in 2018, he bought the rights to SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon. With the amount that he paid is somewhere, it's confidential, but they're estimated that he spent around $250 million.
Yeah,
I've seen this guy.
I don't know that. Like, I'm a lot of people's idea of fun, but probably not a billionaire from Japan's idea of fun.
Well, yeah. You have some time. The flight has been scheduled for 2023. And like we said, he's looking for 8 random people to join him. So we don't know exactly what the criteria is that you have to meet to go. I guess you just have to sign up. And Yusaka says, it will take 3 days to get to the moon, loop behind it, and 3 days to get back. I will pay for the entire journey. I hope that together we can make it a fun trip.
I think this is the guy who randomly gives out cash on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So a bunch of people. But I got him confused with some other billionaire that Elon Musk was going to send to space, too. He's got a bunch of them.
So he says he's looking for 2 main things in people that he chooses. People who want to push the envelope and to make a better society, and people who are willing to support others.
Huh. I wonder if any of us are eligible.
Is that a reward, though?
I don't know. I'm not commenting on the free commercial that we're giving this guy right now.
But you don't want to go to the moon?
No, I don't want to promote him making money off of his promotion.
How's he making back $250 million off this, right? How's he going
to
make it back?
Go to his website, probably. I imagine it's full of, it's a tax write-off, yeah. Like any of these things are. Like, I saw one.
I don't see any ads or anything on here.
Well, okay, so maybe he's just giving away $250 million. Could be.
I mean, if you have money, why not?
What a dumbass.
why are you being stupid and trying to go to the moon? Maybe, you're not even going to the moon. You're just flying around in space and coming back.
Maybe he wants to meet friends. Maybe he's lonely.
It is a weird thing with the space tourism thing when you go up to the flyer. All you do is, like, circle around the moon and come back. Like, yeah, I want to go on a flight. I want to be on an airplane for 6 days.
Not me. For me, 8 hours is enough. Well, I'll say 12 hours is enough, and that's just it. I'll fly to Europe. Mm-hmm.
I'll drive there.
Can you imagine how bad it would be if people just annoy you and you're stuck on some kind of flight?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about Marilyn Manson. There's one person coming to his side, and that would be Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper is speaking out. And as you know, several women have accused Marilyn Manson of some pretty horrible things. Well, Alice has toured with Marilyn Manson, and he says, quote, I never noticed that streak in him if it's there. So now there's an investigation underway about some of the allegations that women have said that he had been abused and sometimes violent. So,
well, he's probably not going to necessarily do that in front of other people. Like, I saw Marilyn Manson one time, walked by him for like 30 seconds. I didn't see him harassing anybody, but I don't know. I think when you have enough people saying it, it's like, okay, there's some validity to that. Just because you didn't see it, and you shouldn't feel guilty of like, I was there, I should have done it. You didn't know.
Yeah, usually people with the patterns of abuse, they do it behind closed doors. They do it when nobody can see. They do it when nobody's around.
Yeah.
That's most common from what I've witnessed.
Yeah.
You want to hear it from old Coop.
You know, Alice. Did they ever try to, like, say that was, they were like a father-son kind of thing? Because Alice Cooper, Marilyn Manson.
I never heard it.
Yeah, I never did either.
But they look kind of similar, yeah. All right, here he is.
I know Marilyn. We toured together. We got along very well. I never noticed that streak in him, if it's there. I always believe in the word allegations is still allegations. First of all, here's a prime example. Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp and I are best friends. I have never seen him lift a finger against anybody. You know, he is the most gentle, one of the most gentle people. And all of his former girlfriends and wives say the same thing. So it's really hard to believe that all of a sudden he's going to turn into this monster. Now, I don't know Marilyn, though, as well as I know Johnny. So what happens in the bedroom is entirely a mystery to me for what's going on with Marilyn.
What kind of, and I don't care what podcast it was on or whatever, but like, what would the question be there? Like, hey, you're friends with these guys. Have you ever seen them have their way with women?
How do you get to that with the, I mean, I guess it's because he knows he's, you know, kind of evil, glam, rock and roll, metal guy, kind of like Manson, I guess. Are you going to ask him? I don't know.
I mean, just because I mean, it almost like, it is true. It's like, okay, allegations, but then that's like, how many does it take?
Yeah.
It's like, I saw, oh gosh, probably 2 or 3 months ago, real famous actor saying that he didn't believe any of the Bill Cosby stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I didn't see any of it either. And I, up until then, I always kind of enjoyed him. But then when you see dozens and dozens, then you kind of got to go with the statistics.
Yeah, I've never seen a lot of things that I know happened.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, like,
can't see the radio.
I've never seen Louis C.K. whip it out and stand in front of the door so somebody can't leave a motel room, but I'm pretty sure it's happened because the story's been around forever.
Yeah.
I think the Cosby thing's been around. It was around for 20 years for anybody. It was like public.
And then it took Hannibal Buress throwing it out there. I almost said Hannibal Lecter. Wouldn't that have been wild?
Like, I read stuff about Johnny Depp. Well, not doing that, but I did see the video of him hurling a bottle at his ex-wife. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it did happen.
Throwing it at her?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got her head.
Yeah, somebody texted in, we sound stupid as hell, innocent to proven guilty. They're not on trial. Cosby was proven guilty. But, like, Manson isn't on trial. It's just all we're basically saying is you don't know. Unless you observe somebody every moment of every day, you don't know what they're like behind when nobody's looking.
So the detectives are investigating all the allegations about domestic violence. And with Evan Rachel Wood, there was an assistant that worked with Marilyn Manson that did, he did say that he witnessed something of that sort. So now they're looking into the allegations.
Yeah, it's like with all the Cuomo stuff, you kind of want to know what's qualified to what. How bad is all this stuff?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's still when it goes to court. And there's always bad apples in virtually every kind of whatever. It's true. I can't argue with some of what the texts are saying. But, you know, if you come on and say, I didn't see it, so I have a hard time believing it. Well, sometimes it's like we said. Some people would hide things like that. And you would never maybe, you know, see it. And that's...
Yeah,
that's just what's troubling is when you have people out there that say things like that, I think.
But. Well, I mean, if you say something like that, you can't be religious.
No. And you also, and it also keeps people, not just women, but people who have went through situations to not speak up. God, it's not like a PSA right now, but it's true. Like, if they hear stuff like people start going through their social media and combing through and saying, oh, hey, how can you feel that way? You were wearing this short skirt, and it's like, God, all right, fine, I'll just deal with this myself and not, you know, bring anybody in on it.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it is, he said, she said, when he says it's consensual and then all this other stuff, so, you know.
I've never been to Spain, so it must not exist.
I've seen Rob Inario's scars from running with the Bulls.
That's
there.
True, yeah.
Horace Grant stepped on his leg.
Okay, that is true.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, here's another controversial topic. 6 of Dr. Seuss's books won't be published anymore because of outdated, hurtful imagery. Well, you know, Dr. Seuss was published in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
So according to civil rights attorneys, some of the imagery is hurtful now. And some of the books, including, and I think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. And if I ran the zoo, the attorneys are saying that it's just wrong imagery.
And the decision was made by Dr. Seuss's people, right?
Right.
Okay.
The Geisel guys.
Yeah. Right. They decided to pull 6 of his books because it contains images of Asians and Africans that, say, portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong.
This is the latest thing people are mad about. The books they're pulling, I don't remember them.
Never heard of
them. Never heard of them before. Mm. Never read them. Not going to miss them if I didn't read them yet. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to miss them. And it was a decision of the people who control. It's not like it was like a politician deciding. If you decide to pull your own book,
oh yeah,
then it's fine.
Yeah, and it's also maybe they're like, you know, we keep printing these awful books and nobody buys them, so let's just get some good PR out of it.
Yeah.
Say we're not going to publish them anymore.
Give people something to argue about on Facebook.
Never heard of him before. I thought he all did Grinches and, you know, whatever that other thing was.
Cats in Hats.
The cat,
Green Eggs and Ham.
All those. Yeah. That was some of the first books I was able to read.
The Lorax.
Yeah.
The announcement came Tuesday from Dr. Seuss Enterprises that they would shelve six of the books. And what they want to do is they want to protect and preserve Dr. Seuss's legacy and the relevance for generations to come, because there are good books out there, but there are also imagery that is way behind the times in the 20s and 30s that are hurtful to people today. So it makes sense that they would pull that type of stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's like the crows from Dumbo, situation like that.
Yeah.
Not an accurate depiction of the trees.
I don't support anybody pulling a book unless it's their own decision to pull their own book. Or if you're managing the estate of Dr. Seuss, his descendants or whatever, it's kind of your thing to do then if you want to. I don't support like the government pulling a book ever. No. That's never good. That should not
or
happen.
Or burning them either.
Ever.
Yeah. We talk about burning records on this week's episode 28 of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dr. Seuss's stepdaughter, her name is LeGray Diamond, she says she wishes they would just add a disclaimer to the six books and keep them in publication. And she says that Dr. Seuss has evolved over time and regretted some of his earlier work, including comic strips and political cartoons. But he was a good guy, and he never had a hateful heart or acted in a bigoted manner.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why we're not you, Paige, but like why the world is like suddenly analyzing people's lifestyles of like 100 years ago and comparing them to how they should have acted in this day and age.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
it is bizarre because times change.
You're a product of your society. You don't always get to decide that. And a lot of times history remembers you in a way that maybe you were not even.
Yeah.
On both sides of the coin.
Yeah, and Dr. Seuss is a guy who kind of chilled out and changed his tune somewhat as he aged, too.
And he
learned and he grew with society.
Gave to kids' charities a lot in Los Angeles. I saw his house when I went on the tour of the Stars Homes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it looked like it was like whimsical, like you would think, oh, look, there's where Dr. Seuss would live.
It was Seussical?
It was very Seussical, yes.
No, I'd say this is a step up, though, because now we're talking about the children's books. We're talking about books, at least. Last week, we were talking about potato penises. This week, we've taken a step up. Now we're reading instead of talking about, you know, plastic potatoes.
We were talking about sucking chili dogs, potato penises.
The Mr. Potato Head thing was a big deal last
week. Oh, yes.
See, I forgot about it.
It was just Potato Head.
Last week.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's still Mr. and Mrs., but it's also going to say just Potato Head on the box.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But it still says Mr. Potato Head or Mrs. Potato Head, and you still get all the Mr. or Mrs. accessories in the box.
Yeah.
Nothing really changed except the top of the box now just says Potato Head.
Androgynous potato.
No, it's a Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head.
Potato Head.
The only difference is the facial hair, really.
Yeah. And the glasses are the accessories.
Yeah. I thought it was a football, not a potato.
And Mrs. Potato Head's the voice of Doris Roberts, I believe.
It's real. I mean, we all know the difference between vegetables and gender. They don't have any.
Yeah, well, I'm mad there's no sweet potato head.
Okay. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Check out these jams right here.
Uh-huh.
You like that? We'll be candid here in a moment. Thank you.
It's a tuber.
I'm bowling down some some sugar. I cooked dinner last night.
Hell yeah.
It's not good.
Look good on your story.
Well, looks deceiving. Very much so, in many ways. Oh boy! Well, here we go. Get your noisemakers out. I got mine ready. I actually sanitized it this morning.
Oh, that's
good. Like,
dude,
I hadn't in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I only blow on it twice, or once a week anyway. You know, so
at most, sometimes you don't blow on it at all.
Yeah. My noisemaker. I'm talking about Brutally Honest Music Review. We'll do it right after this.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Great show as always. You guys are fantastic. You make my morning enjoyable.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet.